Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. Former President Donald Trump hit the campaign trail in Georgia after a federal indictment against him was made public.
This vicious persecution is a travesty of justice. You're watching Joe Biden try to jail his leading political opponent. Think of it. This is like third world country stuff.
A new CBS News poll is out about how Republican voters view the indictment. Here's CBS News Elections and Surveys Director Anthony Salvanto.
Republican primary voters, they say it does not matter. They expressly say that this will not change their views. But what's interesting is the why. When you ask if they're more concerned that this is politically motivated, or if there's a national security risk, they come down heavily on the politically motivated side. That's 76% of them saying that.
CBS News correspondent Robert Costa on how Trump is handling the indictment.
Last night, as the former president was traveling around the country, his aides and allies say he was defiant privately, furious about this indictment and pledging to stay in the race even if he is convicted of a federal crime.
A vehicle fire on Interstate 95 in Philadelphia has collapsed a section of the busy highway. KYWTV's Madeline Wright.
Police and fire got a call that there was an incident on the off-ramp of the highway. When they got here, they encountered heavy flames. They spent a long time trying to get the upper hand on the fire. There was heavy plumes of smoke billowing into the air.
Air quality from wildfires in Canada is much improved throughout most of the U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth.
In the eastern United States, it should be improving. There is a small area near the border of Canada with Idaho and Montana where it could get bad. And this is from the wildfires in western Canada.
Ukraine confirms it has launched a counteroffensive against Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Ukraine says its military has stepped up the offensive, while the Kremlin claimed it had repelled attacks in the east and south of the country. Some of the fiercest battles are taking place on the outskirts of Bakhmut, where Kyiv says it is making steady gains, even though the city was only recently seized by Russian forces.
In European soccer, Manchester City has won the Champions League title for the very first time. That was how it sounded after the win at an Istanbul stadium. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Start your engines, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm really digging Nate Smith's debut album. Not only did he release a debut album, but he took a chance, something that I don't think has ever been done before, and released a deluxe version as well. If you like the song Whiskey on You, you're going to love this entire album. It's available wherever you buy or stream music. 1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let the professional parts people test your battery for free at O'ReillyAutoParts.com.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Jim Grass Thompson and Fox, GTWLawyers.com.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 68. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 41. Tonight, clear skies. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 72.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 52.
Turn it over to him real quick. But if you want to know where the Southwood County Humane Society, we are located at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. That is where we are broadcasting from today. We've got vendors aplenty. We've got, if you can hear in the background, a little live music from our friend Chris Lee is playing live here as well. But the main thing is the animals, and that's what we're here about, right?
We're here for the animals, Seth. We're here for the music, because we got music, we have food, we have your next furry forever friend right here just waiting for you. Come on down to the Southwood County Humane Society for Pepalooza, everybody. Give you a little bit of a breakdown of what the day is going to be like for us here. We'll be here for a couple hours broadcasting with you, but the event itself is going to be going on so far, so you got plenty of time to come on down here. Plenty of amazing vendors. I've been talking with everybody since I got here, and everybody is so excited to see you. Come on down and greet them. I see Bow Wow Meow Boutique, Pails, Paws and Tails. We've got Anna's Whims over here. Nana's Whims over here, which I have to check that out. Papa John's is down here for food. And that wonderful voice you hear there, you've heard before on this radio station. That's Christopher Lee. He's joined us, of course, from Hoozle's Riot's Music Director's Cut. We're going to end up having to like start paying him, because he's going to, he's been on our airwaves so much and everything. Yeah. We're so excited about having all this here. The only thing we're missing is you. You got to get down here. Come and join us. I do want to let you know, anyone who brings a donation of aluminum cans, shoes, or animal needs will get free tickets to enter for winning a basket from some of our local vendors. I've been talking to Ashley about this, and these baskets are sweet. Some nice baskets. And of course, the aluminum cans, the non-perishable food, or the shoes is really great and everything. When you're able to come down and maybe bring an extra bit of calf food or something like that, it really greatly helps Madison and the rest of the team here. One little less thing that they got to worry about and have to deal with. So let's talk about who we're going to be having coming joining us on the air here. Coming up in just a little bit, probably the next break actually, we're going to have Ken from the feed store, Seth. He is, he's got 30 plus years of knowledge, not only in this area, in this field, but working with the Humane Society and places like that. Looking forward to having him join us. We're also going to be talking with Paws to Tail Pet Grooming. Looking forward to having them join us. That is going to be a lot of fun as well. And Madison will be joining us a number of times, I'm sure. We'll get her on with us, make her put up with us even more than she usually does, which is, you know, it's par for the course. It's what we do. We're also looking forward to talking with some of our sponsors around here. Might even try to drag Christopher Lee on the air with us. Who knows? We've got a lot of good things coming up, Seth. I know that with an event like this, we have the Humane Society on. We get to talk animals. One of the things that I am going to enjoy about this is getting to actually be here and talk to, you know, not only our great listeners and all of you, but having being in the element and being right here on the grounds. I feel like you can do more. We can do more, and we can show how much more we can do together here. It's going to be a fun event, everybody. We want you down here, want you for this event. And one thing I will say, it is warmer than it might seem. Definitely. Get on down here. You can already hear the music. I'm sure you've heard the dogs already, which is just a wonderful background ambiance. It is such a fun event. And just as a side note to everybody real quick, you want to say that you're at the first. You want to be able to say you're at the first Petpalooza. This is going to be a big event. This is going to be one of those ones we're talking about from a decade from now. And, oh, yeah, I remember I was at the first Petpalooza. You want to be able to say that. Come on down. Enjoy the great music with Christopher Lee. Enjoy some Papa John's. Meet your next forever furry friend. Come on down and join us here at the Humane Society.
Yeah, something I want to piggyback on what you said, James, is that, yeah, this is one of the rare Sundays that the Humane Society is open to talk about the application process and everything. So it's a great opportunity, even if you're just considering getting a new family friend or a new family member, if you would like, to come on down today. Once more time, it's at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. You'll see lots of tents out here. You can't miss it. Listen for the music as well. We're going to take a quick break here. Going to go back to the studio for a little bit. We'll be back with some more interviews and fun here at the Southwood County Humane Society on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
When you're down and troubled, see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there, yes I will. You've got a friend.
Francisco. heavens above, he's on a street called love. When will they ever learn? Old cop, young cop, feel alright on a warm San Francisco night. The children are cool, they don't raise fools. It's an American dream, includes Indians too.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hello, once again, everyone. This is Seth broadcasting live from the Southwood County Humane Society. We got Pet Palooza going on right now as we speak. You can hear some live music in the background there. That's Chris Lee playing for you. We've got lots and lots of vendors here to help you with your, if you're a longtime pet owner, or if you're looking to get a pet for the first time to adopt, then this is the place to be today. One more time, 6321 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids is where we're located. And right now, I am joined by Ken from the feed store. He's out here with one of the many vendors here. So, Ken, I wanted to ask you, what do you got at the feed store? What is it all about?
We actually have been in business for 34 years and dealt strictly in pet nutrition. We bring a lot of education to the field, and our main goal is to educate you with a hope that we can maybe stop or change your mind or pick some different foods. And we do a lot of health. We deal with a lot of health issues that do with food and nutrition.
Okay. Oh, that's wonderful. So one of the things that this whole event was for, Pet Palooza, was if you're interested in getting a new pet, if you want to add to your family, this is a great place to start. Not only can you get the application process going with the Humane Society here, but we've got all these experts, like you heard Ken say, over 30 years of experience in this business. You can ask questions. That's what they're here for, to find out what the best pet food is for that. So, Ken, I want to ask you, for a new pet owner, what is it you recommend if you're getting like a puppy or something, a small animal? How's the food different for like a puppy to like if you get a regular full-size dog?
Well, to begin with, our foods don't have any wheat, corn, soy byproducts or dyes. We also have it's very competitive now in the industry to be able to buy better foods, because the industry as a whole has increased their prices, and a lot of companies use wheat, corn or soy, and that's been it's been increasing quite dramatically for the last couple of years. So now you're able to get really good foods that don't carry those products for the same prices you might pay in the grocery store, and they have buying programs that work fantastic. And as far as your pet, what we try to do is to say, how old is your pet? What has it been feeding? Or what have you been feeding? What has it been eating? Where has it come from? What breed is it? We kind of analyze your pet on what it is, its age, and what it's been feeding. And then we kind of recommend different things, and we give out free samples, so there's no obligation. We guarantee our products 100%. If you take it home and your pet doesn't eat it after a week, you only pay for what you used. We buy back what you didn't. That's always standard for the last 34 years at our store. We've always done that.
All right.
That's great. Thank you so much for that. That is a wonderful opportunity. So come on down here, everybody. Come say hi to Ken. He gives you a lot of great information, just like what he did there. Also a lot of food here. We got Papa John's here for some food. We've got live music. Tons of vendors out here. You can start the application process. The Humane Society is open today. One of the rare Sundays they're open just for this. So come on down and check it out. We are waiting here for you. Thank you very much, Ken, for joining us.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. And I'm going to send it back to the studio now to WFHR. This is Locally Grown Radio.
Thanks.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, with the East End boys and West End.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Side.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I'm excited with the turnout so far. It's been good.
Welcome back, everyone. We are sitting back at the Southwood County Humane Society. James and I are sitting here, and I thought I lost James for a minute there. Madison, the director here, just brought out a rabbit, and James was, he was engrossed and he was just petting the bunny. He was with the bunny. That's rabbits. If you are interested in getting a rabbit for a pet or a cat or a dog, now is the time to come out to the Southwood County Humane Society. They are open today. We got Pet Palooza going on here. If you want to check out the application process to adopt a dog, a cat, or a rabbit, yes, those are available as well. Come on down right now. We're going to be broadcasting here till about 1, but they're going to be open here until about 4 o'clock. Got live music here in the background. Mr. Chris Lee is playing, a very good friend of ours. We've also got some food out here. We got Papa John's. We've got a ton of vendors. Bring out your friends. If bring out your furry friend. If you don't have one yet, now is a great time to come. Ask questions about how to get one and how to take care of one. So I'm going to turn it over to James here, and we're going to give a little more information about other stuff going on here today.
Yeah, you set it up perfectly, Seth. With the Humane Society here, one thing they're going to do is not just hook you up with the perfect animal for your home, for your family. They're going to make sure that you got everything that you need, all the tools that you need to make sure that you and that animal can get, you know, incorporated into the environment so easily and so smoothly. They've got not only the food end of things covered, but the, just the different parts of, you know, knowing where to take your dog as far as, like, for vets and that sort of thing. Farmers Insurance, we didn't know they were going to be here today. Actually, a bit of a late entry, but we're so happy to have them here, and in part because pet insurance is one of those things that not everybody thinks about. You can ask them all you want to know about it. Here's the opportunity to not only talk to people face-to-face and get all the questions answered that you have, but to feel that much more confident when you're taking your furry friend home, whatever type it might be. And I should warn everybody, adopt them before I do. You want to get down here soon, because I already, Madison keeps on bringing animals to me, and I'm just adopting one left and right. So there may not be any animals left for you to adopt. Get on down here. Not only for that, but of course, you hear that voice right there. Hang on a second, let me. I hope you can hear that. That is Chris, our good friend Christopher Lee, jamming over there. He's going to be joined a little bit late. Actually, he's not going to be the only one performing. Jeff Landon's going to be performing today, too. We're looking forward to that. Looking ahead here, we are going to have a couple of guests joining us in just a little bit. Paws to Tail Pet Grooming, it's a sister team that... they got a really cool story, a lot of great services that they're going to offer. Going to enjoy talking with them. We're going to have Madison joining us as well. And I did want to mention a couple things before I get you out of here. For one, anyone who brings a donation of aluminum cans, shoes, or animal needs will get free tickets to enter for winning a basket from some of our local vendors here. And these baskets are awesome. They are really good baskets. And when I mention local vendors and sponsors, I wanted to touch on these sponsors real quick, because we can't do this without them. Of course, a big, gigantic thank you to our friends at Sparhawk Trunking, Trucking, Crockett Septic, Current Technologies LLC, Port Auto Body Shop, The Rough Ranch, PepsiCo and Wisconsin Rapids, Express Recycling, Quality Printing, and all these amazing volunteers I see running around, Madison and her amazing team, and encourage you to come on down, not only check out all these great vendors, all these cool people. You can bring your furry friend down. Seth touched on it. We're already seeing a bunch of dogs. Madison and I were just touching on. I felt like we were doing like sports commentary on the dog. Like she was doing play by play. I was doing the color. Like it's a little bit of that. More and more people, like since our broad, we just started this like not even an hour ago, and it's already doubled in size and the amount of people that have showed up. You want to be at this. You want to be at the first one, because this is the first of many, everybody. Pet Palooza going on right now with WFHR and your Southwood County Humane Society. Come join us.
Serving Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way.
the car you lack. I'd surely buy you a Cadillac. Whatever you need, any time of the day or night. I'm not ashamed.
I wanna thank you. Thank you for being a friend. I wanna thank you. Thank you for being a friend. I wanna thank you. Thank you for being a friend.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. We are live at the Southwood County Humane Society for Pet Palooza. The day has finally arrived, everyone. We're coming up close to noon here. As you can hear in the background there, we got Mr. Chris Lee playing some live music. He's a great performer, good friend of ours. We've got some Papa John's Pizza for food here as well. We've got tons of vendors. If you have a pet or are looking for a pet, now is the time to come check it out. The Humane Society is open as well. You can check out the process of adoption. They're not usually open on Sundays, so it's a great opportunity if you've not been able to get down here for any other time. Now is the time to do it. I want to remind everyone, if you bring a donation of aluminum cans, if you have some gently used shoes to donate, or if you have any animal needs to donate to the Southwood County Humane Society, you'll get free tickets to enter their drawings for their baskets that they have from some of these local vendors. Fabulous baskets. We got some great prizes, like I said. We've got some great music here as well. We're going to have some more interviews coming up here in a little bit. We're going to be talking with, eventually, the Paws to Tail Pet Grooming people. We'll be talking to them very shortly. And we are going to continue on here with the Pet Palooza. We're going to take a break here in just a few minutes for some news. And we are going to get going on that. We'll be talking with them in just a little bit. But come on down, everyone. They're open until 4 o'clock today. We're going to be broadcasting till about 1, but they'll be open till 4, so come and check it out. And we'll be here waiting for it to see you. We get more and more people showing up. Wear your sweatshirts. Wear your windbreakers, everyone. But it's a great day to be out here. We'll be back in just a little bit here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
We all make promises, big and small. Tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health,
to love and cherish,
to be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be
news, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM.